WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with first weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, kids are going to need a jacket on the way to the bus stop this morning.
Yes, it is cold out there, but at least we have a generally quiet weather day ahead. Yesterday, South Jersey turned into a winter wonderland. Top snow total, 7.5 inches in Brigantine along the Atlantic County coast. Very isolated, but certainly snowy across the area yesterday. Now, today we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. It will be a bit breezy, and we're still stuck colder than normal. Temperatures this morning in the 20s, highs today lower 40s. A chance for snow showers this evening in far North Jersey only. No accumulation. Clearing skies and occasional breeze overnight, lows in the 20s. Mostly to partly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 40. Right now, Salem 27, Denville 23, and Keyport 26.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02 on this Thursday morning. Governor Murphy says he feels awful, sick to his stomach, about how Katie Brennan was ignored for months after she told top administration officials about her sexual assault, allegedly by a man appointed as chief of staff for the school's development authority, who only resigned a couple of months ago.
After insisting he only found out about the Katie Brennan brush off a few months ago, Governor Murphy vowed to find out why she was ignored while her alleged assailant was given a top-level job. When asked if he would agree to testify before a special legislative committee holding hearings on the situation, he said,
"As long as it's solutions-focused, whole of government, and as we are survivor-centric, you should assume that they will have extraordinary cooperation, as they have had already and will continue."
"We cannot tolerate what happened to Katie Brennan," said the governor. "We cannot see that movie again." In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We have expanded coverage of the Brennan case and the legislative investigation at nj1015.com this morning. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the teens and 20s this morning. We'll see sun and clouds, breezy, still colder than normal, highs in the lower 40s, and we do have the chance for some snow showers in far North Jersey tonight. Low temperatures are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s, and we'll have more details of the forecast with meteorologist Dan Zero coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the 911 calls have been released from that Colts Neck quadruple homicide. You'll hear them in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06, Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out this morning in the teens and 20s. We are below freezing just about everywhere this morning. It is going to be a breezy day today, colder than normal. Highs will be only in the lower 40s, but sun and clouds overhead. Now, in far North Jersey, we could see a snow shower tonight. Rest of the state just going to be clear, breezy, and cold. Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We are learning more about that unthinkable tragedy in Colts Neck, where a family of four was murdered in cold blood and laid dead as their home burned around them. Newly released 911 calls reveal a neighbor was trying to report the fire, but had no idea he had stumbled upon a murder scene.
"Smoke's coming out, and there's a person laying down."
"Where are they laying down?
On this property.
Can you get over to
them?" "In front of the house."
The neighbor stumbled upon the corpse of Keith Canero as he walked over to the burning home, and quickly realized this was something much more sinister than just a house fire.
"Oh, my God, there's blood here. It's a corpse."
"It's what?"
"It's dead."
The bodies of wife Jennifer and their two young children would later be found inside the home. Brother Paul Canero remains in jail, charged with quadruple homicide. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A drunk driver was swerving, trying to pass other cars when he slammed head-on into another vehicle carrying students from the College of New Jersey. Police offering a few more details about what led to the accident that killed designated driver Michael Sott. 22-year-old David Lamar is charged with a vehicular manslaughter for the crash that also injured five other students Sott was driving home after a night out. Four men arrested in sweeping raids targeting welfare fraud in Lakewood have agreed to repay everything they owe or face prison. All admitted in court they filed false tax returns and underreported their incomes, allowing them to obtain government assistance like Medicaid. If they repay the stolen benefits in full, charges will be dismissed as part of a pretrial intervention program. The hearing marked the first resolutions in 26 cases brought by multi-agency raids on Lakewood in the summer of 2017. George Herbert Walker Bush will go to his final resting place in Texas today. The 41st president will be buried at his family plot on the presidential library grounds at Texas A&M University, his final resting place alongside wife Barbara and daughter Robin, who died of leukemia at the age of 3. The country said a formal goodbye to the president in a national funeral service in Washington on Wednesday. With many New Jersey transit trains continuing to run late or be canceled without notice, the embattled agency has launched a new initiative to try and improve the customer experience.
According to Governor Murphy, NJ Transit is now living by a three-word mantra: engage, inform, and improve. He says as part of this effort, a new customer experience unit is being created, an updated mobile app has been launched, and rail riders will be getting more timely information from conductors.
This is being achieved through upgraded smartphones. Believe it or not, many train crews are still using flip phones in the year 2018.
We're doing everything possible, says Murphy, to have a positive impact on the lives of NJ Transit commuters. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police say reports of an alligator-like creature roaming in Neptune turned out to be an escaped iguana, a big one. After canvassing the neighborhood, police found the creature sunning himself on a neighbor's porch. They quickly found its owner and got him back inside to get warm. Each year, more than 1,000 rape kits are collected from New Jersey women who, after a traumatic experience, want to preserve DNA evidence of their perpetrator. Legislation advancing in Trenton could answer some questions as to what actually happens to those kits once they're collected, and why many remain on shelves and untested at police departments throughout the state.
Patricia Teffenhart, executive director of the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says while there's concern nationally of a backlog of untested rape kits, that's likely not the issue here. There is a data gap, though, that needs to be filled.
Are we finding that it's just a matter of survivors and maybe not feeling like they want to move their kit forward in a criminal prosecution? So what can we do to shore up a system where survivors feel comfortable moving forward?
Bipartisan legislation would require that Jersey law enforcement agencies complete a survey regarding their kits that have not been submitted for testing. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It is known as the Watcher House, the home in Westfield, where the owners refused to move into it because they kept getting threatening letters from somebody only known as the Watcher. They wound up taking the previous owners to court for not letting them know about the Watcher and even asked the town to let them tear the house down so they could build a new one. The town refused. Now, Netflix plans to turn the ordeal into a movie. They have reportedly paid seven figures for the rights to make it. The class of students at Toms River High School East will brighten the spirits of first graders at Montvale School. Recently told by a substitute teacher, Santa isn't real. They will send elf letters as an assignment. So that's something the students have looked forward to every year.
To have the opportunity to write these letters to younger kids so that they can embrace the true spirit of the holidays and feel the way that I felt when I was younger makes me happy.
It's really good to bring the spirit of Christmas back to life.
They will work with the North Pole to make sure that the official postmark reads from Santa's workshop. A lot has been said and posted on social media about millennials' struggles with adulting. For many, the struggle is real. And it's had a negative impact on some companies. Example, Starkist Tuna. The company's marketing VP blamed a slump in sales of canned tuna on millennials who don't own can openers and don't know how to use them. Canned seafood sales have dropped, while fresh and frozen fish sales are on the rise. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. Dan says it's going to remain dry but cold. We'll have an extended look at the forecast and recap our top stories next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, in to talk about what is kind of an uneventful weather week, right, Dan?
That's right. We've been watching this big storm for the weekend, of course, and it still looms there, something to watch. But the latest forecast models are calling for a miss in terms of rain and snow there, so it is a pretty quiet forecast, although it is a pretty cold forecast here, too. Temperatures this morning in the 20s, couple of exceptions, northwestern New Jersey, and areas with snow on the ground in southeastern New Jersey are in the teens this morning, so you'll need to bundle up a bit. Sun and clouds breezy today, still colder than normal, highs lower 40s. There will be a chance for a few snow showers drifting into far north Jersey tonight. Pretty uneventful, though. Clearing skies and occasional breeze overnight, lows again in the 20s. Mostly to partly sunny for your Friday tomorrow, highs around 40, only mid-30s on Saturday. A cold December day with increasing clouds. And once again, still watching that storm system for Sunday night, but right now the call looks to be a miss. New Jersey First News Time, now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Governor Murphy is continuing to deny he knew anything about rape allegations involving two campaign staffers and has left open the possibility he will appear before a legislative committee. Some Republicans are moving to bring back the death penalty after an entire family was murdered in Colts Neck. In sports, Nets edged by the Thunder. Sixers fall to Toronto. Looks like Sam Darnold will start for the Jets in Buffalo Sunday. Giants leading tackler Landon Collins has been placed on injured reserve with a torn labrum. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5. Listen each weekday morning at 8:30 for the Auto Lenders Futures Report. Eric Scott looks at factors that could cause the stock market to rise or fall that day. Made possible by Auto Lenders, a smarter way to buy a car with 6 New Jersey locations.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. It's cold out there, very cold, in fact, mostly in the 20s and teens this morning. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today with highs only in the lower 40s. That's a little bit below normal for this time of year. A breeze will add an extra bite to that cold air both today and tonight as well. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Thursday morning with a weekend in sight and some stormy weather that Dan had been tracking and worried about for the weekend. It looks like it's going to be far less of a threat than we believed earlier in the week. Dan will have more on that for today. It's just going to be dry and cold. Temperatures that are starting out in the teens and 20s will go into the 40s today. We'll have sun and clouds ahead, and extreme northwest Jersey might even see a little bit of snow. Starting tomorrow and continuing through New Year's Day, local and state law enforcers will be conducting sobriety checkpoints with its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over end-of-year campaign.
There were 38,000 alcohol-involved crashes in New Jersey in the last 5 years and more than 700 deaths. Gary Potabicki of the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety says,
we expect more than 400 law enforcement agencies in the state to begin the sobriety checkpoint and saturation patrols as part of the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over drunk driving enforcement campaign.
The campaign focuses on impaired drivers.
However, if there are other violations that they see, such as lack of seatbelt use or driving while using a cell phone, those individuals will be pulled over.
Penalties include high fines, license suspensions, and even jail time. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. The Miss America organization has widened its purge of state officials who oppose the national leadership. They've now terminated the licenses of New Jersey, New York, and Florida. So far, 8 states could have their pageant leadership replaced. The turmoil involved revolt by dozens of states this summer against pageant head Gretchen Carlson. They weren't happy with Carlson's leadership, which included the elimination of the swimsuit competition. Unmanned aircraft is going to be so huge, there is a dedicated training school right here in New Jersey, and it's been signing up new business every week. The New Jersey Drone Academy is located in Ringo's. It's helping folks achieve tasks that would have been nearly impossible just a decade ago.
The operation, run by James Barnes, has trained the State Department of Transportation how to inspect bridges with drones. It helps the Somerset County Sheriff's Office spot a missing dementia patient in minutes, and the New Jersey Farm Bureau count deer as they track crop damage.
We even have underwater drones where we can search for, like, if a car goes in a pond under the ice, if people are still in it.
Barnes says part of the reason he started the academy 4 years ago is to show people the good that drones can do. He sees a future with a drone in every household, like a TV or a computer. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. We have temperatures that are in the teens and 20s this morning, and we'll look for highs only in the 40s today. Now, northwest Jersey could see little bit of snow, not expecting much. The rest of the state won't see anything. Maybe some sun and clouds, highs in the 40s. And the weekend is certainly looking better. We'll have more on that coming up from Dan in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, the 911 tapes have been released from that horrible Colts Neck family murder. You'll hear them coming up on the half hour, and we'll update business news next.
Dennis and Judy.
The world is getting nuttier and nuttier and nuttier with
which
political.
Is why our show has to, just to follow suit.
Just to keep up.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28 as we update business news. Asian prices skidding today following the arrest of a senior Chinese telecoms equipment maker that could derail progress in China-U.S. trade talks. Markets were closed in the U.S. yesterday. The future contract for the Dow is off another 1%, trading below 25,000. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petrocioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander, and Sergio Bichel is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.